welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, February 13th. You'll be interested to know, 27 years ago, today, in 1997, the Dow Jones Industrial Average first surpassed the 7,000 mark, then concluded the day at 7,022. This significant milestone reflected growing investor confidence and marked a pivotal moment in the history of the stock market, highlighting the economic optimism of that period. Today, the Dow is up about 600% in less than 30 years. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-high sets on Thursday morning with semi-choppy conditions and southeast winds at 16 miles per hour. On Friday, anticipate stomach-to-shoulder-high surf in the morning, building to double overhead in the afternoon, with semi-choppy conditions and northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday features well overhead high surf, glassy in the morning with light winds, turning semi-choppy in the afternoon with northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking choppy at 3 to 4 feet all day. So you might want to find some other way to exercise today. Things might clear up on Saturday. Best time to ride is at 11 a.m. with a 4-foot outgoing high tide, when the south-southeast swell is 3 feet at 11 seconds, and the offshore wind is 16 mile per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 5.5 foot just before 9 a.m., with a minus a half foot low tide just before 4. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's light rain and feels like 53 degrees with 16 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:32 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:32. It looks like we're in for a wet Thursday with rain likely before 4 p.m. and a slight chance of thunderstorms, all under cloudy skies and a high near 62, accompanied by a gentle breeze. Tonight, expect continued rain and a chance of heavy thunderstorms with a low around 53 and stronger winds gusting up to 35. Looking ahead in the weather, expect cloudy skies and rain likely on Friday with a high near 61. Winds will be from the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A chance of rain lingers overnight with a low around 49. Saturday brings partly sunny skies and a high near 63, followed by mostly cloudy conditions at night, with a low around 47. Sunday continues with partly sunny skies and a high near 66, then mostly cloudy at night, with a low around 49. On Washington's birthday, enjoy partly sunny skies and a high near 65, with mostly cloudy conditions at night and a low around 48. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a military fighter jet crashed into San Diego Bay near Shelter Island yesterday afternoon with two service members on board. San Diego Fire Rescue reported the incident occurred around 10:15 in the morning. The U.S. Navy confirmed the aircraft was a Growler jet assigned to Electronic Attack Squadron 135. A charter fishing boat quickly rescued the aviators, who were conscious and later transported to UC San Diego Medical Center. Investigations are ongoing, and the Navy has reminded the public to report any debris found in the area. Now on to sports. The Four Nations face-off kicked off in Montreal, with Canada triumphing over Sweden 4-3 in a thrilling overtime finish. Mitch Marner netted the game-winning goal following a stellar night from Sidney Crosby, who recorded 3 assists. Canada surged ahead early, with Nathan MacKinnon scoring just 56 seconds into the game. Sweden fought back, tying the game midway through the third period. Both teams were aggressive, but Canada's speed and offensive pressure ultimately secured the victory. The tournament promises exciting hockey as Canada prepares for their next challenge against Team USA on Saturday night. In local sports, last night, the Lakers fell to the Jazz 131-119 at Delta Center. Rui Hachimura led the Lakers with 15 points, while Lauri Markkanen shined for Utah with 25 points. Despite a valiant effort, the Lakers couldn't overcome Utah's impressive shooting, boasting 52.3% from the field. The Lakers now stand at 32-20, while the Jazz improved to 14-40. In top news, the U.S. Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit challenging New York's green light law, which allows thousands of non-resident immigrants to obtain driver's licenses while restricting federal agencies from accessing the state's motor vehicle database. Attorney General Pam Bondi stated that the law's tip-off provision informs illegal aliens when their information is requested by federal agencies, undermining law enforcement efforts. The law enacted in 2019 has also faced allegations of widespread fraud, with individuals accused of using fake documents to obtain licenses and exploit pandemic-related benefits. The ongoing legal battle highlights significant tensions between state and federal authorities regarding immigration enforcement. In business news, Palmer Luckey's startup, Anduril, is poised to take over Microsoft's 10-year, $22 billion contract to develop mixed reality goggles for the United States Army. This transition, announced on Tuesday, follows significant development issues faced by Microsoft with the visual augmentation system. Luckey described this moment as deeply personal, reflecting on his journey from founding Oculus Virtual Reality to starting Anduril. The program aims to enhance soldiers' situational awareness on the battlefield. However, the handover requires government approval amidst ongoing challenges with the existing technology. Anduril's future role remains uncertain as it now explores new hardware options. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% to about $98,000. Ethereum is up 6% to just over $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is unchanged at 12 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple has reintroduced its popular workout earbuds with the PowerBeats Pro 2, featuring a better fit, great sound, and upgraded noise-canceling and heart rate sensors. Priced at $250, the design remains similar, yet lighter and more secure for intense activities. With an impressive 8 hours of playback, the earbuds recharge in a compact case. They boast the same A2 chip as the AirPods Pro 2, ensuring seamless connectivity. While they excel in sound quality, the heart rate monitoring relies on third-party apps. Overall, the PowerBeats Pro 2 are among the best premium workout earbuds available today. And in entertainment news, the highly anticipated thriller, The Accountant 2, is set to hit theaters on April 25th, just 10 days after Tax Day. This action sequel stars Ben Affleck and Jon Bernthal, following its premiere at the South by Southwest Festival on March 8th. Nearly 9 years after the original film introduced us to Affleck's character, Christian Wolf, the sequel features him and his brother Brax, working together to solve a murder. Affleck expressed his admiration for Bernthal, saying, "I love John so much as an actor and as a guy," highlighting their brother relationship on screen. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American singer, songwriter, and musician, Stevie Wonder. And he said, "Music, at its essence, is what gives us memories. And the longer a song has existed in our lives, the more memories we have of it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.